It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now, we are studying through the book of Ephesians, and we're in chapter 3. The last time, if you were with me as we studied the Word of God, we left off in verse 10, talking about principalities. And we read about that in chapter 1 and verse 21. And also it says that we're in heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Now that's for people who are saved. Ephesians 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." You know, Jesus Christ is the great blesser. He blesses us. He not only saved us, but he blesses us after we get saved. And the old saying is, if you're not blessed, your blesser is busted. And you need to get your blesser fixed. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, you are blessed today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, now notice verse 11 of chapter 3 of Ephesians. It says, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, let's go back and read those two verses together, verse 10 and 11. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, purposed, he purposed this salvation. That is according to his eternal purpose. And that's what he wants people to be saved on their way to heaven. John 3:17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." There's only one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. There's some people who say that there's some people who's chosen to be saved, and some people chosen to be lost on their way to hell. That is totally wrong. God would, in his infinite mercy, he does not want anyone going to hell. He wants everybody to go to heaven. It's sad that many people will go to hell because they don't trust Jesus Christ as Savior. But Jesus has told us in John 10:9, he said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Now, the person who is unsaved, they must come in. They must enter in through the door. Jesus Christ is the only door. He's the only way into heaven. And that's what John chapter 10 and verse 9 is speaking of there. In John chapter 3 and verse 14, it says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up." Well, what is he talking about here? He's talking about that the Son of Man must be lifted on the cross of Calvary. The Son of Man must die on the cross of Calvary. The Son of Man must shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, just as the serpent was lifted up in the wilderness, and people looked on that serpent and they were saved. In other words, they didn't have eternal life at that point, but that saved them from dying physically at that time because of their disobedience. Those who were obedient, they looked to the cross, or they looked to the serpent in the wilderness, and their life was prolonged. Well, when we look to the Son of God as he was lifted up on the cross of Calvary, we're saved forever. That is salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to be thankful for that today, and we need to be rejoicing because Jesus Christ has saved us. John 12:32, he says, And if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Now, I've said this before. Some believe that that's speaking of the fact that he was lifted up. He left the earth and went back to heaven. Well, it could be that way. But I believe it's talking about when he was lifted up on the cross of Calvary. When he shed his blood on the cross, he said, "If I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." Not just a few people, but all people. I believe that there is no excuse for a person not going to heaven. Everybody has the same opportunity of receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior because there's no excuse. Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." In other words, he gives them the witness or what they need in order to understand that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Well, notice when we read certain verses, and in verse 11 it says, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, what was his purpose? Well, I believe the great purpose was for man to be saved, but I also believe it was for man to be conformed. Now, this is where some people get confused, and they think that, once again, that there's only going to be certain individuals saved and certain individuals going to be lost. And God's going to choose some for salvation and some for, you know, that's not going to be saved. Well, that's not true. The Bible teaches us in chapter 12 and verse 2 of Romans, it says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We're to be conformed to his image. And that's what God has, he's predestined that we could be that way, that we could be conformed to the image of Christ. And as we live in this world and we get into the Word of God and we study the Word of God and we pray and we seek God's face, we become more and more like our Lord and Savior. Well, you know, we'll never be completely like him as such, but we will have a body like his one day, because the Bible teaches us that we're going to be like him when we see him. In other words, we're going to have a body that's forever, a body that is eternal. This old body that we're in right now is going to be changed into an eternal body where there's no sickness, no death. Nothing's going to harm that body. That new body fashioned like our Lord and Savior's body was and is today. Well, notice verse 8 through 16 in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's read those verses now. Notice in verse 8, "Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery." What is that mystery? It's salvation. The salvation, the mystery of his will. His will is that every person would be saved according to his good pleasure, which he hath what? Purposed in himself. He purposed in himself, Jesus Christ, God purposed in himself for people to be saved. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, you see, all can be saved through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're studying about that as we go through chapter 3 of the book of Ephesians. It's God's purpose. The fullness of times, that the gospel would go out to every person, no matter who you are or where you're at, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. Now notice, let me read that verse again now, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Now we've read these verses before. And we've seen that it's even in him, according to that verse, that he gathers people to himself, everything, because he is all in all. Verse 11, "In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated." There's that word predestinated. What are we being predestinated for? It says, "being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory." That's what we're predestined for, is to be to the praise of his glory. And you can't do that until after you've trusted him as Lord and Savior. See, one day I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is going to present us, save people, to the Heavenly Father. And it's going to be to the praise of his glory. And that is of God the Father. He's sent his Son, and his Son came to glorify the Father. And so when he say are presented to God the Father, after we leave this life, we receive a new body. And I believe that when we stand before God, God is going to receive all the glory. Well, who and why and how is he going to receive the glory? It's because of those who first trusted in Christ. And that is chapter 1 and verse 12 of Ephesians. Now notice verse 13. "In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. We've been bought with a price, the price of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the price unto the praise of his glory. Now, we've studied those verses before, but as we think of chapter 3, it also comes there talking about how that God chooses us for certain things in this life. And he's chosen people to be saved. He doesn't force anybody to be saved, but he's chosen to send his son into this world, his only begotten son, that people could be saved. Now notice verse 12, as we look on now, that once again, salvation, verse 11 talks about that. And verse 12, now verse 12 says, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Well, Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 14 through 16, it tells us, seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. I mean, in other words, let's realize what we have. And that doesn't mean that we hang on to be saved. That means that we are to proclaim, we are to let people know about what we have. And verse 15 of Hebrews 4 says, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We have a great high priest today who's waiting to hear from us. When we have problems, we go to the great high priest, not a man on this earth, but we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we pray and we say, Lord, I have a need today. And Lord, if it be your will, Father, now we go through Jesus Christ to get our prayers answered, and the Father answers those prayers. And we say, Father, I need your help today. Would you please help me? And sometimes those prayers, we don't think they get answered, but we need to pray, thy will be done. And God knows better than we. He knows what we have need of before we ask. But he wants us to go to him, and we need to ask him. And as we pray, we go through the Lord Jesus Christ, not some priest on this earth, so-called priest, but we go through the great high priest, Jesus Christ. And that's the reason we end our prayers with, in the name of Jesus. Because we're going through God's Son, Jesus Christ, the great high priest. And verse 16 of Hebrews chapter 4 says, let us therefore, because we have a great high priest, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We don't have to be thinking that God is not going to hear us. We need to go to him boldly. Go to the throne of grace, and don't think you're going to be bothering God when you go to him in prayer. You're not bothering him because he says he wants to hear from you. He wants you to talk to him. He speaks to us through his word, and we speak to him through prayer. Go to the Lord in prayer today. Talk to him, saved person. Let him know that you love him. And if you have a need, take it to him. And if you have something that has blessed your heart, tell him about that as well. He knows about it, but he wants you to tell him about it. That is a form of worship.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org, or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.